Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is episode 461 for February the 10th, 2018. This is a gaming podcast for our friends, and you are our friends. We love you dearly. You're generally an older gamer, a more mature gamer who's just a bit weird, a bit like us. And tonight, I have Greg up there. He's spinning the decks because Mark isn't here. I apologize in advance because maybe we might just get things just right tonight, but it's because we're learning and Mark's been teaching us and he's not here tonight. So we have to learn sometime or another. And of course, I have Nicole here as well. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
They've let you out for hospital for 2 weeks this week. Isn't it fantastic? Middle finger again.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
And we go out live, everybody. We go out live every week at 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. in the East Coast, and 8 a.m. if you're at the Winter Olympics in Seoul, South Korea. That's twitch.tv, OC Podcast, and at mixer.com, OC Podcast. YouTube, of course, and all the other medias you can find us. Did they hear the bit about the new Twitch follower?
No, Robin, literally everything from the get-go was muted. That completely my fault. That was the rookie maneuver on my end.
No problem. Yeah. We have a new Twitch follower. Yes, we do. And he's got a fantastic name. Stereotype son of a bitch. It's the Irish Ginger Gamer. Welcome to the stream, Irish, the Irish Ginger Gamer. Thank you for promoting the stereotype. If Mark was here right now, he would have a sound effect going potato. So there we are. It's the three of us tonight. We're going to be talking a wee bit about stuff. But first of all, I would just like to wish Mark and Jenny all the best. Jenny's poorly tonight, and that's why Mark is not here with us. So our thoughts go out to Mark.
They do. Yeah. And just to get this out of the way, Robin, because this is me. And yeah, well, here we go. So,
surprise, motherfucker.
Potato.
Huh?
I have.
Huh?
Yeah. No. Okay. Right. Yeah. No. Let's not do that.
That was a shit delivery. Dragon.
I know.
It was.
I'm not as skilled as Mark is on getting this stuff out.
On many things. On many things, but we're happy because this week you're doing this.
Yes.
And next week, it'll be an absolute and utter disaster. Because I'm not as fast a learner as you, Greg.
Fuses, bitches! I'm ready to blow! Boom, boom!
Yeah, there'll be more of that.
I hope to have special powers because my wife has bought me a present this week. She bought me some new glasses and I have them on right now. And she ordered them for me because I keep on losing and breaking my glasses. And she ordered glasses, and I swear, they are called nerd glasses. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like I look a bit like, I don't know, Buddy Holly or Roy Orbison right now.
Yeah, Buddy Holly might be a stretch.
Might be, yeah. Danny Kaye might be one I get. Yeah. Anyway, I've got superpowers, and I hope they'll get me through it all. So, look, there's a big thing that's been happening out there in the land of the podcast. As some of you may know, I've kind of wangled my way into Mike Chinn's stag.
Yes, you
and
have.
It's going to Amsterdam, and it's a weekend of it should be good fun. So, it was brought to our attention that on this week's episode of the Veteran Gamers, it's a week old. I mean, they don't really get it out very quick. You know, they do it on a Sunday and it takes them a whole friggin' week to get it together. It's just so sloppy. Yeah. It takes Stu an awful long time to get it out. He actually needs a magnifying glass and a set of tweezers to get it out. It's just, what is it? Was it described as a piece of flipping old broccoli? Anyway, It turns out on the Veteran Gamers podcast this week that they happen to be calling us out. In fact, the brave and mighty Stu Fowler has suggested that Mike Chin and I should fight in Amsterdam. We should have a fight, a podcast fight. And when Mike Chin gets married and he's on his honeymoon and he's out in California, that he should also take on Greg DeLacy. Now, I'm not sure if I'm very happy about this, because I really, really don't want to hurt Mike Chin or Stu Fowler, but I'm terribly confident and sure that that little toe rag is going down. Stu Fowler, well, you will have to cry for your mommy in Amsterdam. You will be flying high and you're going for a swim in that canal, boy. You can't call out the Overseas Connection like that with impunity. You and your tiny broccoli willy. What do you like?
Broccoli willy?
Well, I mean, okay, let's call this what it is. You know, Stu is looking for attention. I think his career as a short order cook is not going well. You know, I think he's just looking for some attention. He's trying to get some love in that way. And so, you know, Mark was very prepared for tonight. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. But Mark was saying, you know, they want a beef with us. We've got more than enough beef to bring. And I'm going to leave that where beef? That is. Yeah. Mike doesn't want any of this. It will be the biggest fight of niceness ever. And Mike, I can out-nice you any day of the week. And Robin, I know for a fact you can out-nice Mike and Stu with your hands tied behind your back.
I am going to be so nice to them, they're not going to know what's hit them. They're going to have niceness everywhere. They're going to have so much nice. It's going to be nice.
Let's just put it this way. Mike, you come out here, you want to throw down. I'm just saying, I'm going to be like Drago in the Rocky fight, and it's going to be like this. I must break you. That's it.
I feel a montage coming on. You know what? I was just listening today, and I couldn't believe it. Not only did he suggest this, but he didn't put himself forward.
He volunteered Mike Chin
to fight. Yes. That's a great idea. You know, I'm a little lad from up north, and I'm going to suggest that Mike Chin tackles Bungo. Why not you, Stu? I tell you what, I've been looking up today for sumo. I want to get some sumo outfits, and we can fight it out in sumo outfits in Amsterdam. Now, that would be good.
That is actually a brilliant idea. That is a brilliant idea. And in fact, when Mike comes out here, we may have to replicate this action. And
No. The gun range for Mike.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, we could do that. I'll put him out of the gun range and let him move around for a while.
Anyway, this has just begun.
Yes, okay? This has just begun. There will be more. Nicole, you know, we didn't want to bring the ladies into this. They didn't call you guys out specifically by name. You would open a can of whoop ass on all of them. I know this for a fact.
But see, you didn't even say it right.
That's why this is your realm.
Yeah, because it's a can of whoop ass.
Whoop ass. I don't know. Maybe you haven't heard of the Veteran Gamers, Nicole, because they're not very popular at all. So they're guys. Yeah, there's one. There's a short one that plays really shitty games, and there's one guy who's an absolute just toe rag racist guy, and then there's a hippie, and yeah, they're not very good at all. They're not good. Yeah. They're not good. No, it's not good. Not a good podcast. And this guy says he's a teacher, but he's not. Yeah. He's like a road sweeper. Yeah,
and he one might, guy. I think he might be the janitor at the school. I don't think he actually teaches class.
One guy makes snuff movies. Yeah, makes you know the guy that was on YouTube who got kicked off for taking videos of in a forest in Japan. You know, that's Mike Tin. Mm-hmm, and the other guy says he's like a gourmet chef fella, and he works in the chippy down the street. It's just
exactly.
It's just they just build themselves up.
Yeah,
I like just, the chippies though.
So do I. Yeah, but
I know. But he's been there for 15 years. He said he got a promotion. He used to brush the floor.
Baron von Blower just made a great comment in the chat. We need to talk about this. Chinny might know beef, but he certainly doesn't know chicken dinner.
Doesn't know chicken.
Not solo chicken dinner. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, after Stu Farler, he had his promotion from sweeping the floor. Now he's the lettuce washer. So in about 15 or 20 years, he'll maybe make assistant manager in the chippy. So, yeah, good luck. Anyway, carrying on with this. You've watched Altered Carbon. So have I. Nicole, have you watched Altered Carbon? No.
One moment, please.
Altered Carbon.
Hey,
every time. Every time.
My
favorite time of the day.
You got to give me a moment to get those sound clips in, Robin. I'm not the professional that Martin is.
Y'all sound like robots.
Martin, how many wine? Bongo has had. This is not even. Oh, hold on. This is the third wine. It's not. It's like, how many wines have I had here? I've only had half a glass since it came out to the man cave, but I had two inside. But no. I'm just fired up. I'm fired up. The peep squeaks. Yes, Altered Carbon. Altered Carbon is a new series on Netflix.
Yes.
I will describe it as sort of Blade Runner-ish.
Yep.
There's a sort of theme and style to it, and it's sort of spacey, and it's sort of futuristic and dark future, and it's funny-ish, dark humor.
I don't know about the funny part. I didn't find a lot of humor in it, Robin, but I will say this. It's very adult. This is not a show that the kids should be watching on many fronts. It gets into adult themes quickly, and they're not afraid to reveal a lot.
Oh, I've only watched the first episode, and I thought the episode in the hotel with the concierge, the receptionist guy behind the desk – I thought that was quite funny, where he ended up shooting people and stuff and things and died. And yeah, I thought that was quite kind of cool. It's quite interesting. I quite like it. I'll watch some more. It is quite heavy, but I like the style of it. It's good. Nice to have something original.
Netflix. I think that we're going to see more and more original stuff from Netflix. I think that's just going to be kind of the route they go. I hope they continue with the good content that they've been producing. My fear is we're going to start seeing, them start pumping out some stuff. Because the more and more we're seeing, of all these different subscription services popping up, I think that like movies, new movies, that kind of thing are going to be swallowed up by their own services, HBO's, the Showtimes, that kind of thing. So I think Netflix is going to start relying heavily on their own catalog as opposed to other third party catalog movies.
Yeah, well, subscription services seems to be the way for it. I mean, even the veteran gamers, they're saying that they're going behind a paywall from the 1st of March.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You have to pay $5 per episode now. So I'm good luck with that, boys. I hope that goes well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's good. So watch Altered Carbon. Speaking of stuff I watched a film last night that was recommended to me by a chap in my work, and he said it was brilliant. It was called The Hunt for the Wilder People. It's a movie made in New Zealand, and it has Sam Neill. Sam Neill being the main sort of guy from Jurassic Park, the professor guy.
Right.
And it was brilliant. It's about this fort again. Relevance to me at home, like this foster kid that gets dropped into this little shack almost in the wilderness out in the countryside in New Zealand. He's a wee chubby guy, and he's a real bad egg troublemaker. And he runs away the first night and manages to get about 100 feet away. And the family take him in, and unfortunately the foster mother dies quite quickly, so he's left with grumpy Sam Neill. and they go off into the wilderness, out the bush, and there's a whole manhunt goes on for them. And it's funny, it's good. Look it up, it's on Netflix as well. Hunt for the Wilder People. I chuckled my way all the way through it last night. It was very, very heartwarming, funny, and very, very good. It's a good watch. So look out for Hunt for the Wilder People.
All right.
And nice one to watch.
Hey, you know. Nicole, I have a question for you.
Ooh.
Do you watch? Do you watch the show This Is Us?
No, because I watched two episodes and I just.
All right. No. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. I think it's a great show. It's kind of a like I reflect on my own life every time I watch that show. So, I don't know.
It looks good. I would have to dedicate time that I don't have doing the single mom thing because it's like 24/7 kids, and I would really like to watch it,
right,
and not be interrupted every 5 damn minutes.
Compliance.
Not true. Yeah. No. It has very funny moments to it, but I mean, it is a show about life, and I mean, it's a very extraordinary story of this particular family's life, and they kind of bounce back and forth between present day and the past. But I swear, they just tug on those emotional strings almost every episode. It's like you're fighting back the tears at some point or another.
Fuck's sake, you have to have a life. You have to have a life to understand it, but what happens if you don't have a life? What happens if you're trapped in a whole flipping loop of marriage of 20 years and 5 kids and a million relations? How the hell do you ever survive? Who would ever do that?
That's what the show's all about. I'm just saying. Yeah. It's good. It's good. Robin, you should check it out. I don't know if it's out. I don't think it's out on Netflix yet, but it might be somewhere around there. Maybe like Amazon Prime, or you might even be able to catch it on demand from NBC. So.
This Is Us. You can. Yeah. Isn't that on? Is it on CBS? No.
No, it's NBC.
NBC. I know you can pay per channel. Like if you have any of those. Like I use Apple TV, and I can pay $5 and have that channel and stream it as much as I want. But This Is Us shows up all the time. But I pay for NBC and CBS. Those are the two I pay for.
Got it.
No.
And then others are just actually in another package. Those are the only like local channels that I get.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm not giving those bar stewards any more money.
You say that now.
Apple?
Just anybody.
Bar stewards.
Robin it's has been Bastages. on a tech binge.
Bar stewards.
Bastages.
Bar stewards.
If you watch the movie, it's Bastages. The Mexicans call them Bastages.
Not in my part of Mexico. it must be local. Okay, I was very, very, very happy this week. I was all chuffed that the latest Craig Allison book has came out, which is one of my favorite series. It's the book 5 of The Expeditionary Force, and it's called Zero R. Now, this is, I think some of you are listening to this, and it has the wonderful guy reading it, R.C. Bray. He's a super Boston accent. I think it's Boston, yeah. And it's about our crazy crew of merry pirates on a spaceship with this tin can robot AI, computer AI, who's just hysterically funny. And I started listening to it today again, and it's up there. I'm so the humor's back again, and it's great. It's good. So if you want to get stuck into some listening of Amazon stuff, look up Expeditionary Force, Craig Allison, and you'll do yourself a favor with that. If you've never listened to a book, that's a good way to start. Good stuff. You've been bowling, Greg, again. Have you?
Yes.
Got your balls out?
I got my balls out, baby. Got my balls out, polished them up, hit the lanes. I had a really good game on Wednesday night. Bowled up. Start off with a 162, which I was kind of struggling, but then threw a 227 and round out the night with a 183. So I was proper pleased.
what's the biggest score you can get in a bowling game?
300 is a perfect score.
So have you ever got a 300?
I've never gotten. The most I've ever gotten is 245.
Is that like a 147 break in snooker? Is that like, you know, like that's clearing the whole table, all the red balls, all the colors in the right order? Is it? It's as difficult as that sort of thing, is it?
Yeah, so a 300 basically means you have thrown a strike ball every frame. So there's 10 frames in a game, but the 10th frame, you can actually, if you're throwing a strike, you'll be able to throw another. So basically, you can throw up to three balls in a 10th frame if you're throwing strikes. So it means you've thrown basically 12 strikes in a row.
Wow. See, that Micah Chinn is very, very good at that snooker thing, and he would say that he's had that 147. It's a bit like the chicken dinner. I don't think right. He's ever had one of those 147s either. You know,
yeah. I think that's a bunch of lies.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So bowling, and you've got cold. Are you cold? You can't be cold.
No, I caught a cold last weekend. I had a bug going on. It hit me in the early part of the week, but I amazingly was able to keep it from turning into something nasty. Which unfortunately, that's what, you know, Mark Canix and his family right now are going through, since they've the cold bug has hit their family pretty hard. But I was able to kind of sidestep it. It was looking like it was going to go into my chest for a while. I was actually a little freaked out just with all the flu stuff going on. It was the last thing I wanted to be bringing into the house here. But yeah, I'm good.
Well, I'm glad, because I've been lucky this year. I've avoided it. Avoided it, and long may continue. But it is cold here. I mean, it's friggin' snowing outside again. It's redonk.
Yeah,
it is. I know it is that time of year for it, but I am so sick of wet and cold and horribleness, and I could do with a bit of good weather. It really is. It's depressingly wet. When you have to get in and out of a car all day, and you're that horrible. It's not quite snowing. It's raining. It's sleet, and it's miserable. Miserable.
Yeah, not an outbreak. Miserable. Nicole, is the weather gotten better for you?
It was sunny and 14°C, so about 40. What is that? I can't reverse it for some reason.
Either way, that's cold.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Like, you could go out in a thicker jacket and be fine.
Okay.
It was really pretty. And then, and it was like that all day yesterday. And then, and now we've got 2 days of shit-tastic rain and fog and cold. And just like, I think I moved to the UK and didn't realize it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like 5 minutes of sunshine, days of rain, and lots of cold.
Yeah, it's been nice here. I'm not going to lie. It's been about 65 degrees every day this past week.
You know where you live, right?
Yeah. We pay for the sunshine. It's true.
Yes, you do. And then and we're in the middle of like some flu epidemic, and it's been beautiful. Like, schools are closing down. It's that bad.
Really? Yeah, the flu has been crazy in the States. It's been scary crazy. A number of kids have died. A number of old people have died from it. But they're saying
Trump.
It's
fucking Trump again.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
Yep, that's exactly it. But no, it onsets pretty quick. So that's why I was a little freaked out about getting a cold, because you never know if it's a cold or if it's the flu or what. But yeah.
Speaking of cold, I watched some of the Winter Olympics this morning. God, I love the Winter Olympics. Oh, I watched some cross-country skiing. The ladies, they must have buns of steel. They're going like cross-country skiing. Oh, wow, them going up on those hills so fast. Unbelievable, those women. Just unbelievable. They could crush you with their thighs. It would be frightening. And then I watched some ice hockey. And it was the women's Swedish team and a Japanese female team. And do you know what nice hockey?
Theme. I'm sensing a theme here right now, by the way.
Yeah. Well, there's no beach volleyball. But they don't do any body checking in the ladies' ice hockey. And all the girls seem to have their teeth.
I don't know if they do body checking actually even in the men's ice hockey, because I want to say that's not part of Olympic hockey.
Oh, well, the Belfast Giants certainly know how to body check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely do that. So that was really good. I really watched that. And then this crazy toboggan thing, like a one-man thing down a tube of ice.
The luge. The luge.
80, yeah. Go to the luge. I had some bad curry last night. 80 miles an hour down this thing with no steering, no brakes, no nothing. Yeah. And they're wearing these skin-tight suits, and I swear they're so tight you'd think they had a camel toe. It's just, and the camera's just looking straight at them, and their chin is there, and I just, an admiration of that. But they're saying that this Winter Olympics is going to be probably one of the coldest ever on record. So these athletes are out there performing at UK -9, -10. And that's super cold to be out there and performing. Yeah. But I love the Winter Olympics. It's good.
Well, heck, they had the opening ceremony last night. I actually caught a little bit of it. And I happened to see, I forgot what the, was it? I can't remember the name of the stupid country now. But there was like three or four guys from this country. But one of the guys was out there in basically like a grass skirt. He had the flag up. He was oiled up. And I guess he did this at last year's summer – or the last Summer Olympics, 2 years back I guess it would be. He came out oiled up in this getup from kind of their ancestors. Oh. And he did it again last night in the freezing temperatures in the middle of the night. It was just like, yeah, no, uh-uh.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ladies would appreciate him. He apparently has a nice six-pack going, that kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd say little Mr. Winky would be pretty small at that level. Yep, yeah.
Total.
Anyway,
yep.
Let's play some games and talk about some games that we've played. I think we should be doing that next as Greg is getting that bit ready.
Martin,
should we play a game? I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Martin. Oh, dear. I am the butt of so many jokes. It's class. I love it. Yeah, bar stewards. okay, we played some games this week. Some more of what we've done before and something new. excuse me. I'm
don't
dying.
Don't get all choked up, Robin. I know this is – it's a tense moment.
Yeah, well, I finished Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein. I see, Nicole. Steen. No, see, she's immune now. I finished Wolfenstein, the New Colossus, and I am satisfied. I was very satisfied with this game. I was very satisfied. Yes, that's a word. The way it ended. I loved the way the story wrapped up. I thought it was kind of cool. And the best part of this game were the cutscenes. That's terrible. That's for the back of the box.
It is the back of the box quote.
The cutscenes. Yeah, you know, the gameplay is all right, but the story and the humor and the depth of the game that way it was just brilliant. So, yeah, I'm sure you can pick it up Raven Cheap now, but it's worth playing because it's like I think it's had some of the best facial animations and eyes that I've ever seen in a game. There was that none of that really uncanny valley stuff was there. I thought it was really, 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 really cleverly written and written with a lot of love. Is it really inspiring as gameplay goes? No, but just the story itself is it was great. It was good. It had so many great characters in it.
It is. I mean, it really is a good game. I think the one nitpick, and we talked about this a lot in length at the end of the year time frame, some of the gameplay felt very kind of samey to the previous Wolfenstein. Mm. But at the end of the day, I felt the story in this game, the visuals, like you know you were talking about the cutscenes, the story. I mean, I'll kind of double down on that. The story in this game was really good and unexpectedly good. I didn't expect them to go in the directions that they went. They go into a lot of BJ Blazkowicz's backstory and kind of how he became who he is. And I found that just completely surprising and really refreshing. So,
yeah, I played it on normal, which I was very tempted to turn it down to, you know, mummy help me level, you know,
right,
with a big bib and the dummy on. I don't know, you're laughing in the chat. And it's bloody hard. even a normal level.
It's not easy. It's not an easy game.
I find myself trying to certain parts of it, you know, like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. And it was, you know, do I go this way? Do I go that way? Do I just do a Leroy Jenkins? And many a time I just done Leroy Jenkins and actually ran past that section. So you could run past them and get out, get away and not actually having to fight some of the big mini bosses. Tip, there is a big boss battle at the end. I tried it for ages and it's on a flight, the flight deck of a big ship. And okay. it's not the end, but there are two big bosses that you have to fight and a lot of mini bosses. I didn't realize there was a whole underdeck that you could sort of go underneath and hide. So if you're having difficulty at that big bit, there are a couple of little doors that you can go and hide underneath the main deck to get away from the big lads to recharge and pick up health and stuff. So top tip there.
Top tip.
So Wolfenstein seemed good. What else is different on here? The Witcher 3.
I went back into the Witcher 3. I was doing a little bit of Blood and Wine. For those not familiar, that's one of the big expansion packs that they did. And it's just a great game. It really is. I cannot sing the praises of this game enough. It's gorgeous. It's got great side quests. The voice acting is tremendous. The fighting, the gameplay mechanics themselves, also excellent. The Witcher 3 will always be one of my favorite all-time games. And so I never finished the Blood and Wine DLC, so I jumped back in a little bit and was playing some DLC.
Oh, dear. Nick, please stop in the chat right now. Please.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Oh, sorry. It wasn't you. It was the next person dying. Oh, sorry. I thought you were. I really did think you just typed. What is your opinion on gay porn? But it was someone else.
That would be someone who needs to be banned because they're not.
Yeah. So
I'll handle that, and then.
Bonk done.
Handle.
Ban hammered done. Okay, well, The Witcher 3. Yeah, it's you just got into it so much, and I just haven't. Haven't.
It is a game that, I will go back to many, many, many times down the road. It is a big, big game. Even just the base game is fantastic. And then the DLC on top of it was just, it's an amazing package all the way around.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you've also been playing some more Subnautica this week, Mark, as well, I believe.
Yes.
You've been dabbling under the sea.
I love this game. Subnautica, you know, for those that aren't familiar, it's an undersea survival game for that's the simplest way to put it. You collect resources, you have basically you crash landed onto a planet. You have some finite resources available to you, and then you spend the remainder of the game really trying to make your way off the planet. What's great about Subnautica, for those that might have seen this game a year or so back, when it first came out on game preview, they really it was very rough. They hadn't actually finished out the game yet. There was no real story to it. There was nothing beyond just kind of the mechanics of the game. They have since done some major updates, so graphically it looks really it looks really nice. It's not, you know, going to win best graphics ever, but it looks nice. And then they added in the story elements to it, so you now actually have kind of something to do. It's not just search and explore and build with no kind of end game. Your end game is you're trying to get off the planet. You're trying to survive long enough to get off the planet. And so
And was I right to say that there are people that try to come and rescue you and it sort of goes wrong and stuff, shit goes down?
I don't know about that part of it. I know that I have just recently fixed my radio transmitter and I ended up picking up a signal of another lifeboat that is off in the distance. I'm not ready to try and travel to it. But there is somebody else on the planet, at least that I'm aware of, that supposedly made it down safely. I don't know if they're alive or not, to be honest.
Right, okay. Is this your gameplay you're showing here?
This is not my gameplay. This is some just more kind of advanced, further along in the story gameplay. So you're seeing kind of what people are able to build and do within the game. And there's the ship that you crashed on. And so that ship itself, when it, you know, you first get to it, it's leaking radiation. So you have to build out a radiation suit to be able to go to the ship. There's a lot of mechanics to this. So, and
like that game.
Yeah. And one of the nice things also for those that are worried about the survival aspect of it, because the game does ask you to eat and drink to stay alive. So you do have thirst and hunger. However, they give you an option, kind of like a gameplay difficulty level. You can turn that stuff off. So you can just focus in on building stuff if you want. And there's even an unlimited resources mode where you basically can just build and build and build and not worry about having to collect and not worrying about having to, you know, eat or drink, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, it looks okay. Yeah, it looks interesting. I don't know if it'd be my sort of thing, but
yeah,
do you know what?
It may not
you know
be.
What the problem is? My problem is my sort of thing is time. Nicole said it earlier on about time. Time is an illusion, and at lunchtime, doubly so. And I just can't fit enough gaming in at the moment. It's just nutty. And maybe it's just this time of year, or maybe just busy with life stuff. I've been away in business this week, and just on the last proper, I've had a couple of rolling into it, then some PUBG sessions this week. But it's like one game, and that was been me. Speaking of PUBG, I played some PUBG on PC with the king of PUBG, Fraser, who I believe he rage quit this week and apologized immediately, which is purely Canadian. That's a nice thing to do. So yeah, I played with his crew, Greg, on PC, and I managed to work out how Discord worked, and I managed to start to get some of the keys. Yeah, it is a bit confusing. It does look better. It plays well.
Yeah, I mean, okay, let's get this out of the way. It is a better version of the game in that they have better texture work in the game, especially compared to the base Xbox One. There's no comparison. And then, of course, it is running smoother. They do have the higher frame rate capability. So, I mean, all in all, the PC version is a better version of the game. The problem for me is I just don't get on with keyboard and mouse. I also don't want to sit at my computer where I pretty much – like this is where I live throughout the week. I work from a home office. I'm in front of my computer the whole time. So you know, I'd rather go hang out on my couch, throw up the Xbox One X onto my 65-inch 4K TV and play games there. So
I kind of agree. Now, the newness of having – decent broadband now and PC out here is great. I mean, I've got a double screen set up. I've got picked up another screen there this week, and it's kind of cool. My head's flicking everywhere at the moment. I can see the stream. I've never actually seen the stream properly before with all the gameplay that we throw up, which is unique. So I don't know. I mean, I've got all this. I've got access to Mark's Steam library. I joined up with the Humble Bundle thing this week as well, but I really don't know if I'm going to play it much because not my work, but it has to come out here and make effort. And I don't know. The Steam Link thing might be a thing, but why do I want to do Steam Link when I have so many games to play on my Xbox, which are pretty good? And I can live with the jank of PUBG on the Xbox, and I don't think it's that janky.
I'm gonna sidetrack a little over to Nicole, because Nicole, you have been playing PUBG. You got your PUBG cherry popped.
Oh yeah.
Lord have mercy. Right. Why do we have to keep going
there? Oh yeah, that's good. I like that cherry thing.
So Nicole,
bad.
Yeah, come on. We had some fun. We walked through it together. So Nicole, what are your impressions, Nicole? What are your thoughts? Because I know you like Fortnite too.
Yeah, I do. Okay, here's the thing. I like both of them. I don't like the lag, and I'm watching this video that's over here, you know, on the side as we're talking, and I'm watching this dude walk over the same spot five times in a row. That annoys the shit out of me, because I really want them to fix this game, because it could be fun. But I like some of the goofier aspects of Fortnite, like the boogie bomb that forces your opponents to sit there and dance uncontrollably while you shoot the shit out of them and kill them and take all their shit. To me, that's hilarious. And I don't know, that's just funny to me. I like the aspect of being able to build something so you're not hopping around like an idiot. Like when we were running away, was it Robin, me, Mark, and Kim?
Right.
We're trying to run someplace. It would have been so much easier if we could have just built a bridge instead of having to swim or find a boat or run up this hill, you know. It would have been easier, like in Fortnite, you just build a ramp up, build a bridge across and a ramp down, and you're good to go. And it took you 10 seconds instead of 10 minutes. And you ended up dying some god-awful death because the stupid circle caught up to you.
What are you trying to
say? I think with me, I mean, with Fortnite, and my kids love Fortnite. They play it all the time. But I kind of like, I know it's not really that grounded, but I like the reality bit of the PUBG thing.
I like parts of it because it's like, to me, it's like a, oh man, I hate to compare it to this, but it's a better version of Rust.
No, that's a fair comparison, I think.
So it, and trust me, Rust was pretty raw to begin with. So this is like that also. Excuse me. And I do like it. I don't love it, but I like it. It's fun. It really is. But they could improve a few things and I might like it better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, I suppose the lag thing as well, I mean, you were playing on a European server, which mightn't have really helped you that much either. So there was a bit of extra network lag, which didn't really help your case. But it is a bit laggy. I don't think they are actively in trying to improve it all the time.
Now they've done their, eighth update to the game?
Yeah.
On Xbox. I mean, the PC version is out. It's live. I mean, good news for the PC players as well. I guess that the Miramar map, the new desert map, wasn't getting all that well received. People were complaining because there wasn't a lot of cover. It was actually fairly sparse, which
it's quite open. Yeah,
and it's a desert map, so it's like these long swaths of golden sand that you're running through, which is very easy to spot somebody. But apparently they're going to be remaking or redoing the map to add in a lot more buildings and cover, ground cover, that kind of thing to help with that problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Steam Link thing, I wonder if it would work for stuff like this.
Yeah. See, so I we were getting into this discussion in our WhatsApp group and people were talking about that could be an option for those of the people like myself that don't want to sit at my computer, that I could Steam Link to my TV. The one thing that was commented, though, was that there would be potentially some latency lag of just the Steam Link from your PC to the link. So it wouldn't be necessarily the greatest for a multiplayer game. But, I mean, I'm not that great at PUBG to begin with, so although I do have a chicken dinner, take that, Chin. Maybe it won't make that big of a difference for me. I don't know.
I think it's worth trying.
I might give it a try.
It's not that expensive. I'm going to try and pick one up cheap and see. Yeah. Because I'll be networking from here a couple of hundred feet over to the big screen.
Right.
But again, do I need it? I'm quite impressed. I mean, I've got a really good PC set up here now. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go back to that or not. Yeah. It's just a PC thing. It is. Everybody said it is easier. I mean, the updates are cool. Steam is great for downloading stuff. And I mean, it's not like you have to patch this and patch that. Or if it does, it seems to do it in the background. So it is a good platform to game on, but it's not for everybody. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Nicole, PC would players, you? Yeah. I mean, I know you played Rust on PC. Are you still interested in PC gaming, or is it something that's kind of a hit and miss with you?
It's not a matter of whether I like it or not. It's a matter of whether I can afford it or not.
Fair play.
I know everybody's like, oh, you know, PC is the best or whatever. When you have two teenagers that like to load every single device you have with 900 useless games, that kind of slows everything down. And then when you've had these devices since, I don't know, 2006 and 2008, they kind of can't be updated past a certain point.
Yeah. Well, and
they're expensive.
Yeah, so, I was just going to say, right now, graphics cards, I mean, for those that don't know, Bitcoin, the whole Bitcoin craze has driven graphics card prices. Like, GPUs right now are ungodly expensive because all the Bitcoin farmers are buying graphic cards up like crazy, and they're just, yep, just creating these big farm systems to farm, yeah, Bitcoin. It's so, I mean, cards that used to cost like $200 or $300 are going for like $600-700 or more. It's, yeah, it's insane.
I priced out a new case, motherboard, graphics card, all the night, everything I would need.
Right.
And it would cost me, for just without the monitor, without anything, just the computer part, it was going to cost me more than going and getting a new Mac.
Ouch. Okay. Wow.
I mean, it was, I don't know. It's not, you know how I feel about Windows?
Yeah.
Fucking
and
Windows.
And I was
98.
Kind of hoping that even though I feel the way I feel about Windows, that having something like that that my kids could go and play on would be great. And then I could wipe everything else off and start over. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't going to work out that way. So I was like, well, okay, now what?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I've spent about pretty much, I bought a new, a while back when it started to come out here, I bought a new case. But everything I've put in the case has pretty much has been secondhand. So I bought the same motherboard as my son has, but I bought it secondhand. And the first processor I got, and then I bought a decent i5 processor secondhand. Mm-hmm. And some of the component I bought a new solid state drive. The second monitor, I bought a 24-inch BenQ monitor off Gumtree, which is like your thingamabobs. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Craigslist. It was £40, I think I've spent about £400, and it's a really, really good setup. So,
yeah, but you did that what, a year and a half ago?
Yeah,
it's been it's been building now for about a year. It's only in the last couple of weeks that it's came together. So,
and now, like you said, everything has just gone insane in price. It was going to be between 12 and 15, depending on how much I was looking at.
Gee, it is a lot of money.
That is expensive.
Yeah. And because I know in 2 years' time, it's probably going to be out of date again. I don't say, well, every couple of years we're buying a new Xbox, blah, blah, blah. But it is a different mindset. Oh, right. A new graphics card or more memory or this, that, the other. And yeah. But anyway, it's a lot of fun to be had. The games are cheap. There's a fantastic variety of games, especially the smaller stuff. Mm-hmm. And the smaller and the bigger stuff, the more mouse-driven.
I'd still get a controller.
Well, yeah, like the RTS games. I think that's what Robin's getting at. The big RTS. Yeah.
Civilization and all that sort of stuff. You know, those things.
Well, like Age of Empires is PC.
Yeah.
Right. That was one of my favorite games. They're releasing again. I want to play that, but I don't have anything smart enough to play it on.
Well, I mean, truth be told, there is one game I will for sure be playing on PC, and that is the turn-based new game coming out for BattleTech. That's from, I think, Harebrained Games is doing that, and I backed it. I decided to go in, and I pre-ordered it through the Kickstarter, so that will be a game I play on my PC.
There's a game that the Teflon was playing called Stellaris. That
yeah,
was...
I looked at that. Dear God.
Is it complicated, is it?
Oh, fuck. I just looking at the screen, I'm like, I have no idea. I mean, it requires such a time sink just to understand the basics. And then beyond that, you know, I heard Duke talking about it as well on the Veteran Gamers about, you know, it is a cool game in that, you know, you're building a civilization of your own.
Sorry. So what the hell does he know? He hasn't.
Yeah, true. He doesn't. But it's not a simple game at all. It is definitely a PC game, but I would say actually this is a game that's geared towards somebody that wears the glasses Robin has on his face right now.
Yeah, don't let the glasses fool you. The brains aren't behind them. Okay, there's one more thing that you've been playing, and you played a bit of RB6.
Yeah, I was playing Rainbow Six Siege with Sarah on PlayStation. So,
very good.
I love that game. It's a lot of fun. And I'm telling you, playing with her is, like, no offense to Mark, 1,000 times better than playing with Mark.
Oh, sick burn.
She's tactical like I am. We're sitting there and we're talking back and forth, and so-and-so's here, and I'm scanning for this, and she's, you know, she's shooting that. And of course, we both still scream like girls whenever the bomb guy comes at us. But still, it's very nice and tactical. So she put me a post in the Overseas Connection group that we have. For the PlayStation, saying that they're having a sale right now. So if you want Rainbow Six Siege, it's on sale for $24.99 US or £18. And then I looked on Xbox just to compare, since we play on both systems. Well, I play on both systems because I have it on both. And I know we do the community nights, and sometimes we'll do it on Xbox, and sometimes we'll do it on PlayStation.
Right.
And it is on sale on the Xbox right now for 3 more days, but it's $25 on Xbox. It's a penny more on Xbox, but it is on sale, so if you want to get it and play with the community, it's a great, fun, easy first-person shooter. You can play alone and play against bots, or you can gather up people like me and Sarah, and Greg has it, Mark has it. Bongo has it. I'm pretty sure Kim does too.
Yeah, it's a great community game. It really is.
It is. I know we played with Peds. We played with
This is also a good game for grudge matches, just saying.
Yes, it is. It is a great game.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was a lot of fun, having that final shot on those guys.
Yes, it was.
Skills. Yes, that was a lot of fun. Oh, and John has it. That's right. John Mouse has it. That is true. Though there's a lot of people that do have it. I know Roberto UK has it. So, and it's just a lot of fun. And so we'll post up here and there. Sarah and I are going to play it tomorrow on PlayStation again.
Right.
I don't know when. We just said we'd post something up. So if you have it on PlayStation or plan on getting it, just look in our community. We'll have a little invite over there somewhere.
Yeah, I spoke to Mike and Stu and Duke to see if they would play with us, but they were too frightened, so they didn't want to.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry for their loss.
Yeah.
It's a sorry for their loss. So gaming, yes. So and on that point, if you see us gaming out there, please just jump in, you know?
Yes.
Jump in, because we don't bite that much, really, at all. It's good fun. We love people jumping in.
We nibble.
Nibble. Yeah, we like a little nibble. Like a little nibble. Okay, I think we're going to have get into some news stuff here now, and we'll talk about news. Yeah.
Maybe we will.
Talk about the news. Yeah. So it's news stuff that's coming up very, very shortly.
Just skip past that. The news thing is and not loaded.
It's just the fucking news.
Fucking news.
Thank you.
Okay, a week or so ago, we talked that Facebook were going to start a streaming service. And this seems to be the thing that's very, very topical. And Google now is reportedly working on a video game streaming service, which is strange seeing it actually owns YouTube. So it doesn't need to really work on it that hard. It's saying here in our little news article that they might be working on a game streaming service. This is a report from something called The Information. It's a tech juggernaut, has been floating the idea for a streaming service like PlayStation. Oh, okay. Slightly different. Sorry, I take this wrong. I've read it incorrectly. So they're actually going to stream like Netflix.
Right.
Like PlayStation Now or NVIDIA's GeForce Now. Oh, okay. The service is codenamed Yeti, and Google is apparently even testing hardware for it as well. The information sources say that the service might stream to Chromecast, and that hiring Phil Harrison last month as VP of Hardware, formerly of Microsoft and Sony's gaming divisions, could point towards a standalone gaming console. Okay, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, you throw caution to the wind a little bit, though, because Google has done a lot of R&D stuff around gaming, around a lot of other services as well, and some have never seen the light of day. So you do kind of throw some caution to the wind, but they certainly make sense that they would potentially be interested in this. God knows they dabble in everything else.
Yeah, they keep throwing Alexa. Oh, shit.
I suppose game streaming services have been going now probably for about 8 years or so now. They've started to appear. Nobody's really got it right. Nobody was really had the infrastructure. As more and more people get high speed bandwidth, it will probably come. Depending how is it how soon? Is it too soon still? Does it work? It's that latency thing that bollocks about it.
I mean, I think the latency thing is the biggest hang up. I mean, yes, a lot of people talk about data caps, that kind of thing. But to me, the latency thing, that needs to be solved, especially for multiplayer. Single player games, actually, a streaming service works fine. It really does. It's not a problem. But when you start to have a competitive multiplayer, you already have some latency. Just even when you've got your own, rig or whatever set up and that you're tapping into a server somewhere. Now you're talking about having to tap into hardware to come back to you, then to go back to a server. It's just adding an extra little bit layer of latency that is problematic.
Yeah. I think the Microsoft idea that like the Xbox, club thing that you get your 100-odd games and you download the food game fully is a sort of compromise at the moment.
Right.
I think, in 10 years' time.
Yeah, I think we get there eventually, just not quite yet.
I think so. I mean, you think 10 years ago, people would say, oh, no, we always like to have a game on disc format and we like to have the physical thing, but that's disappearing. That is,
When I said that, I told Greg I would never want digital. Now I'm like, it's not digital.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's me. I finished Wolfenstein this week, and I can't do anything with that now. That is something I will always have, and I can't sell it on. But I paid, I think it was 20 quid for it, so I don't feel that bad.
No, that's because I think that's what a lot of us, more of us are doing, is not buying it first day. And waiting because we'd rather have it digitally. I mean, I paid $32 for Horizon Zero Dawn plus the expansion, and I played the shit out of that game already. I've got way too many hours sunk in that thing.
Yeah, I mean, there will be certain games that I will want to have something physical with them. You know,
Halo.
Yeah, something like Halo. Yeah, and. It's not necessarily even having the disc. It's like
I'm
here.
With you, sir.
I have this thing here, which is it's from BioShock, and it's cool. I like my little BioShock, my big daddy. I like to have things like that around me, some little collector's thing. I'm not terribly fond of a steel case to keep my out-of-date disc in, But anyway, I think it's the way it's going. Anyway, next story. Metal Gear Survive, the second beta, begins soon. confirms Konami. The second beta period will kick off on February the 16th and will be active for a short time until February the 18th. The cutoff makes sense, given that the full game is set to launch 2 days later on the 20th. Great. They're going to make lots of changes then. The testing phase will be available for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PSI.
So
PSI.
This to me is we're going to do a limited time demo. But I'm kind of excited for this game. I don't know if you guys have seen any footage from Metal Gear Solid Survive, or I guess it's Metal Gear Survive, but it's like a zombie base building game. And Nicole, I think you actually might kind of like this because for whatever reason, to me, it was giving me a little bit of Walking Dead vibe in that you're putting up fences and the zombies are pushing up against the fences and you're having to basically keep them out of your compound and it takes teamwork. You know,
that's everyday struggle for a girl keeping zombies out of her compound.
Zombies or the dude? Never mind. Anyway, yeah.
I'm not in jail. Holy fuck. Was not in jail. Was not in the hospital. Was not in jail.
The truth is out.
Starker helps getting a special shout out right there.
The truth is out. But yeah, no. So I'm not one of those Konami haters. So I'm excited to see what they've done with this. I may hate it. It very well could be. But I'm not one of those guys like, oh, Kojima's not in anymore. It's going to suck. You know, fuck Konami. To me, Kojima is a bit of a pompous, arrogant asshole himself, so I'm open to seeing what Metal Gear Solid Survive is like.
I take it, is it based on just Metal Gear Solid 5 horde mode sort of thing? Is that what it is?
No, is it like a horde mode-y? It's not to my knowledge, at least. I know it's using the same game engine, but and I probably should have pulled the video up for that, but I didn't, and so suffer through it, but it basically you're building a base to keep the zombies out. I don't know what the end game is on it. I'll find out when the beta kicks off. But that's why I wanted to throw this up there as part of the news, because the beta is going to be basically in about a week's time. So keep an eye out for it.
Okay. All right. Okay. One of the games that I liked, the first one, not so much the second one, Life is Strange.
Right.
That studio is releasing a game called Vampyr. It's spelled V-A-M-P-Y-R, Vampyr. And it's coming in June. Vampyr is a morally ambiguous action adventure from the studio behind Life is Strange. And has a release date of the 5th of June on PlayStation 4, Windows PC, and Xbox One. It's a Dishonored-style game, and it focuses on a chap called Dr. Jonathan Reed. He is a former soldier and medical doctor cursed with vampirism. You know some of those guys that you went out with, Nicole?
Yeah.
Cursed with vampirism. In 1918 London, players will become intimately involved in the lives of citizens and will ultimately have the power to choose whether they live or die.
Yeah, so I thought this was, you know, good to bring up because this is kind of like back when you were born, Bongo. So
I've been kicked out of better places than this.
No, but it does sound interesting, and I know a lot of us liked Dishonored, so there we go. Even though Dishonored 2 did horrible at the box office, so to speak, it did not get picked up that well. But, you know, another Dishonored-styled game, yeah, I could be interested. We'll see.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. It was a very slow news week, so there's that too.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about Blizzard making $4 billion last year in microtransactions, but
well,
we
that's
won't.
Like, yeah, that's like talking about the sky is blue. Come on, we know.
Yeah, I know. And that's like going backwards to the old Overseas Connection days when Greg DeLacy had lots and lots of news stories about statistics and figures and sales. You know, that's like the bad old days. We all remember that. We don't want to go back there.
I like Starved for Help right now.
Yeah.
I'm dying over here.
We like a good list. So, Nicole, do you have a good list of people that are in the chat right now, because I think that's the best list that we can have tonight, because they're having lots of fun in there.
We're having a blast over here. So obviously, Star for Help, Baron Von Glauer, Martin, RCGC, Amaris, Chopper Kelly, and Tented Duvet? I always want to end. Cybul 66. These colors are god awful. Like, Mr. Duvet there is like this brilliant blue that all blends together.
Right.
Oh, yes. And we had to boot somebody. I feel sorry for them. Not really.
Yeah.
Now, I think that. And oh, Waldrider TR from Turkey.
Right.
Always pops in right at the beginning. So,
cool. Yes.
Yep.
We do have a good bunch of fun.
You got Amaris in there as well?
I did.
Oh, don't mention him. Don't mention him, for goodness sake. Please. No, no, no. He likes things like Nintendo and stuff like that there. It's just no good. It's just no good. Please. I'm not that old. You, Jason.
Well, I wasn't in the hospital or in jail, so...
That we know of.
Are you sure? Are you sure? goodness me. Okay, so let's get back on track here. We're not going to have a quiz tonight. We have a lovely audio quiz lined up for next week.
Yes.
At the top of the pops of our quiz charts, Phil, my bodyguard, he's on 3 points. Greg has 2 points. Kim has 4 points in the lead. I have 3. Fraser has 2. Nicole has 1. Richard has 0. And Mike Chin isn't welcome. He has 0 as well.
Also true.
Okay, we have some new releases for the coming week. And who would like to talk about the new releases?
I will pass that to Nicole.
Oh, I like that. I will pass that to Nicole. So, February 10th?
Yeah, that might be inaccurate. It might be... Yeah, no, that's correct. February 10th through, but not January, yeah. Through the 16th.
Yeah, and not January 2018 either, because I'm looking at these notes going, what psychotype these out, Robin?
I like that you blamed Robin.
If it was Robin, they would have some kind of genitalia name in the middle of them. February 16th. So from February 10th, through February 16th, these are our new releases. Yay! So, Monster Energy Supercross Special Edition for Xbox One on February 12th. It is a driving racing arcade game. So, is this like based off the Monster Energy drinks? Because that's what it's looking like.
I believe it is a sponsored.
Yeah. Remember like the Doritos and the Burger King games? I'm wondering if this is Monster Energy like that. So on the 13th of February, we have Dynasty Warriors 9 for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And that is action beat 'em up 3D. I like that.
Oh, just... Be wary, Nicole. Robin is doing his thing.
I saw Robin typing. That's why I was laughing. Well, he spelled genre. Did he change the way they spell?
No, I haven't touched any of those.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
No.
Really?
Yeah, that Robin he did touch.
Look at you. Fix that.
There. Fixed.
Okay, so the game is The Fall 2. Robin had the balls.
Yes. Yeah. The Balls 2.
Yeah.
Yes, The Balls 2. But it's The Fall 2 Unbound for PS4, Xbox One, and PC, also on the 13th. I don't think I've heard of this developer, Over the Moon, but it's an action-adventure, so if you're into that kind of thing, and I'm sure Amaris has heard of it, and I'm sure he's chapping, saying something in the chat. Really?
Just use the proper name, and you'll figure that out.
No.
No, that is
There's gonna be a deliverance.
No, it is Kingdom Come Deliverance. That is the actual name.
There's going to be a deliverance.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Kingdom Come Deliverance for PC, PS4, Xbox One, also on the 13th from Warhouse Studios. And it is also an action adventure, but this one is historic. So there's a little bit of, please, for the love of God, Robin Tate, stop typing in my notes.
We need to lock him out.
So, Owl for the Switch.
Owl Boy, just so you know.
Owl Boy? Okay, yes. I didn't get a chance to see before he wrote bollocks in there. He's killing me tonight. Oh, my God. Owl Boy for the Switch, PS4, Xbox One. Also out on the February 13th. Now I'm starting to talk like Robin. Head developed by D-Pad Studio at Blitworks. Also an action adventure with fantasy. Lord, please block him.
If I could, I would.
Is that really what it's called, Crossing Souls?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
No. Stop, Robin.
Okay.
For the PS4 and PC, also on the 13th, developed by Feratic, and it is also an action-adventure game. Radiant Historia, Perfect Chronology, 3DS, also on the 13th.
This is like one of the few 3DS games people are going to get this year. I'm just saying, Nintendo, they don't care about the 3DS anymore. It's all about the Switch.
Yeah, so you're right. It probably will be one of the few games that they do put out. And it's a role-playing game, which I actually like that. And I think that's a very popular genre anyway. So I'm sure whoever has a 3DS and wants a new game, they'd be all over it.
Yeah, by the way, this title is accurate.
Really?
Yes. Well, the parentheses might not be.
I'm going to have to laugh, though, because it's called The Longest 5 Minutes, and it's a role-playing game, so Robin must be in the lead for that one. And it's for Switch, Vita, and PC, also on the 13th, and it's Nippon Ichi Software. What? Japan One Software. Do you not speak Japanese?
No.
And it's also an RPG. So, Secret of Mana for PC, PS4, Vita on February 15th by Square Enix, Squaresoft. So,
is that what Nippon means, Japan?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You do now.
I do know.
Consider yourself educated.
You just learned it something.
Yep, you learned it. Secret of Mana is also a role-playing action game.
That's supposed to be
games.
Secret of Mana. I know those Boss Wave boys love Secret of Mana, especially Chris. So he'll be very excited about that. And it's getting a bit of Vita love as well, so that's good.
Yep.
And then the Bayonetta 1 and 2 collection for the Switch on February 16th, developed by Nintendo and Platinum Games. And this is also adventure and action with the fantasy theme.
Yes, Stu Filer, you're going to have to buy a Switch now, bitch.
Fee? Is that what that is?
I think it's Fee.
Fee is F-E-Y, though.
I'm just saying that's what I've been told. But okay, nobody in particular. Just hearing multiple people talking about it, they call it Fee. It might be Fee. Who knows?
Well, I mean, because it's... not going to argue. So, for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 16th, developed by Zoink, I can hear the guy from...
Zoink?
Yeah.
Yep. Scooby-Doo.
Yes, Scooby-Doo. Shaggy. I hear Shaggy. And it's an action game.
Yes. That, by the way, that's the Electronic Arts funded games. So, this game is actually getting some... hate and love all in the same breath, because it's EA that's funding it, so people are kind of assuming that EA is going to profit off of this, but apparently, I'm trying to think of what podcast I was listening to, but they were talking about the fact that Electronic Arts, with this pub fund that they did, they're actually, they're they are going to make some money off of this, but it's basically all of the main profits from the game go back to the developer. And really,
so
this
is more like a grant process.
Exactly. And it's EA trying to just be the good guy for a change. So we'll see. It does look pretty.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it looks quite Ori.
Yeah,
Ori in the Blind Forest-esque. You know, it looks that sort of quality and styling. Yeah, so Fee would be something I'll be very up for. Very much Fee.
There's not enough E's for it to be Fee. I mean, Fee. Oh, sorry. It had Fee, not Fee.
Fee, Fee, Fifo.
F-E.
Yeah.
It's a chemical symbol.
By the way, Robin, I believe Nicole wanted me to say this. It was a dick move.
Thank you. Okay, so your freebies for this month, you should know them by now on Xbox One. You're getting Shadow Warrior and Assassin's Creed Ninja and the Split Second on the Xbox 360 and Crazy Taxi. They'll be your freebies on the Xbox platforms. PlayStation, you're getting Knick Knack Nicky Knack. You're getting Rhyme, which I'll have to play. Rhyme is also available in the Xbox a club thing. What the hell's it called? Xbox bleh. The monthly fee 100 games thing. It's
Game
in there.
Pass. Game Pass.
Yeah, Game Pass. It's in there in Game Pass already.
You'll be fine.
The PS3 stuff, you've got Spelunker and Mugen Soul Z or Z, which is correct pronunciation. And for the Vita, Grand Kingdom and Exiles End. So yeah, there's some decent stuff there for free. And don't forget, I think if you also are a Amazon Prime person and you have your Twitch thing set up, you can still get Headlander for free for installing the app to your desktop, and it's a good game. Playdates, we will be playing something tomorrow night. It might be more PUBG. It might be some Rainbow Six. It might be something else, but when you see us around on and around about 8 p.m. UK, which is about lunchtime views, guys, right there.
2 o'clock, Nicole's time.
Yeah. Yeah, have a look and jump in. Jump in and play. It would be good fun. I actually fancy a bit of Halo because the old PUBG is good, but you only get 4 people, and the old Rainbow Six is good, but you can only get 4 people. Yeah. So no. Maybe Halo multiplayer.
You can't get more with Rainbow Six.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Robin, the problem you had with Rainbow Six is you hadn't played it enough. You had to get up to a proper level.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it. Yeah, well, you see us. We'll be playing something. I can't wait. We all jump on the Sea of Thieves as well. That'll be good fun in the future. So, yeah. Okay, victory achieved. Victory achieved is when you finish a game, we try to give you money. You finish a game, you take a photograph of yourself with the credits in the background.
Right.
You take a beautiful selfie, posed to perfection.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can put streaks on it if you want. And you tweet that off to @OC_podcast. With a hashtag victory achieved. I, my beautiful self, will read it out on the podcast like I'm doing right now. You'll be retweeted and you'll have your 5 seconds of fame on our stream. And the next competition winner will be drawn on the 31st of March to win $20 or £15 for a gift card for PSN, XBL, Steam, or Nintendo, or drugs. We will sort you out. And the people that finished games this week, Flecky90, he finished South Park, The Fractured Butthole. I didn't say that correctly, but that's the way it's meant to be said. Teflon, he finished Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls. Didn't sound that properly either, and that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Bongo the Sane finished Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. Colin Allcars finished Assassin's Creed Unity. Gunslinger finished the game that Nicole's in, Firewatch. Hesha Fala.
I'm gonna have to get that game now.
Yep. Yeah. Hesha Fala.
Finished. Hey, you know, let's not be hateful right now, Robin. We all know what? It's Head Chef Allen. Duh.
Hesha Fala. Hey, Chevalon finished Hob. Denok TQ finished Nyo. And Mr. Miyagi, he finished today. He finished Yakuza 4. He thought it was a bit slow to start, but he enjoyed it when it got going. And Colin All Cars finished Rhyme. And he wasn't quite sure what it was about, but I think he quite enjoyed it. And those are all of the people that finished their games this week. You're entered into the draw. Congratulations. And for doing that, you get this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
There you go. Yep. Hey, you're getting good at this, Greg. You're
no,
getting
I'm not.
Good.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't take the pressure.
You're doing really well, actually. It's been really good. We've actually survived. Nothing fell off.
Nothing's fallen off yet.
Okay, look, we're going to wrap it up earlier tonight because, stuff. And if you want to join in and be part of that Twitch chat that's going on there and give me abuse, and when I mention films and flowers and stuff like that there.
You really bring it on yourself, Robin. You know this, right?
I love it. I get so little attention at home. I'm ignored all the time.
We don't believe that for a moment.
So look, if you want to be part of that, if you want to join into the chat, you can go to twitch.tv/OC podcast or mixer.com/OC podcast or on YouTube. And there's chats on all of those. And you can join in with our chat stream and you can interact with us live at 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast, and 8 a.m. in South Korea. So please, we would love some reviews. If you can pop on to iTunes or YouTube or your local post office and leave us a review, it would be nice to do that. We have lots of clubs on the PlayStation, on the Xbox, and on Steam. So join them with those. That's how Sarah and Nicole got together for RB6. And there's lots of ways you can contact us. And somebody that just got out of prison can let us know.
We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Sorry, I was a little premature. I was a little premature.
Yeah, well, that's what Cindy says. Yeah, it's not much of an apology. Every time. Sarah, thank you very much. It is Zed, correct. Jason, PUBG is 4, Halo is lots more, 16. Division. Yeah, Division is, I don't know how many, I think it's maybe groups of 4 or 6 in Division. Look, it doesn't matter. You know, we can jump in with a party, and if it turns out that we have 4 people, we play a 4-player game. If there's more that come along and jump into the party, we will change and play a game that has room for everybody. So we're not easy. It's we fit the game to suit the players.
No,
so
we are easy, Robin. It's a fact.
Yeah, like a Sunday morning.
Yep, easy breezy.
Like a Sunday morning. Kosigan wants to know what are flares.
Nobody fucking knows. Nobody knows.
I took care of it. I gave a visual.
Just like film. What's a film? It's like film. I got film on my windows.
If you remember last Valentine's Day last year, I went to a cemetery and took a selfie to show you all the roses. That was very distasteful of me, I realized at the time.
But, it was pretty bad.
But it was a very, very good display of roses. Thank you for listening, everybody. I think we'll shout some of yous out. I'm going to start first.
All right.
I'm going to shout it. Our buddy, Mark. I hope everything's okay right now. Hopefully we'll hear from you a wee bit later on tonight to hear that. I want to shout out the Boss Wave guys. Can you believe it? They're about to do 200 shows. 200. How did that happen?
It just happens. It happens.
They just showed up. They just showed up is what they said. Yeah. Just congratulations, guys. 200 shows is a nice milestone for you to have. That's kind of cool. And Robin and Chris are the backbone of the show. You have been through thick and thin together. So well done, you guys, on that. Nicole, please share us why you're giggling. Share it with the rest of the class, please.
Because Baron von Glauer wanted to know what Age of Vampires was. Like, it's empires, not vampires. So I'm dying over here because I could totally imagine a vampire game. I could totally see it. It would be very interesting.
Especially if the vampire was from Sesame Street.
No, that little bastard drives me crazy.
One, two, three
dickheads on the Overseas Connection.
Okay, so shout out definitely to the Shatters. They have made tonight absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
Lots and lots of fun. To Mark and Jenny. Really hoping Jenny gets better. To Judith, because those glasses are freaking awesome. She did great on that one. And to you guys, because it's always fun with you guys. Amber's just bawling in the chat now. And to my son, who's been very patient because his sister is away at a friend's for a sleepover. And I told him we'd go do something after the show. So, Greg?
Sorry, Nicole. Are you allowed to go out, you know, with the tag on your leg and stuff? I mean, can you leave the house?
You know what? When I'm knocking on your door at 4 a.m., you're going to find the fuck out.
Okay, then. Alrighty.
Alrighty, then.
Shout out to Mark and Jenny. Mostly Jenny, not so much Mark. Jenny, we hope you get well. Mark, just deal with it. Come on. And Mark, I do hope I've done at least some justice to your tutelage earlier in the week. Gary DeFelice, good on you for starting up another podcast. But hey, here's an idea. Stick to one. Make it work. Commit, man. Commit. Yeah. But no. Rambling Old Farts, definitely. Give it a listen. They really do just ramble about nonsense. And to the veteran gamers, you guys are going down. You're going down. You're going to go down hard. And we're going to like it. Wait. Never mind.
They're going to like it.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not good at the trash talking.
I want to shout out from the chat, somebody that's very, very special there. I want to shout out Sarah. Hi, Sarah. And somebody else I wanted to shout out. Hi, Sarah. Hiya, Sarah. How you doing? Oh, and there's one more person. Sarah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like everybody at the chat tonight was good. Yeah,
Robin,
yeah.
I think you forgot Sarah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. Every week I forget about Sarah. Damn it.
Oh my God.
Speaking of forgetting, hey, look at this. Look at that.
Oh, I got one of those too.
Yep. This would happen to be my 7th gold medal.
Ooh.
Yep. Yep. I've been getting them since they started giving them out. Otherwise, I'd have 10. Ooh. Just saying.
Over here.
Yeah. But for those of you who don't know, that is the medals from Extra Life. You sound like Santa Claus. Those are the medals from the Extra Life charity they give out for hitting certain milestones.
2005, 16.
Yeah.
So, what date's on yours there?
Is it
2017?
This one's 2017, yes.
Oh, mine hasn't arrived yet. It's always a bit late, so there's... I've got.
Well, live in Mexico.
That's true. Yeah. You do. Yeah.
Some friggin' little buggers probably stole it.
Yeah, Robin. It is about time you upscale out of Tijuana. I'm just saying. Come on.
Oh. Yeah. I like to, you know, walk along the beach and drink.
I don't think there's a beach in Tijuana.
I don't know where Tijuana is.
You don't want to. It's not a good place for a white person like you.
Denek TQ, he's in. I see on his Twitter feed now. It puts him down as New Mexico. Is that a better Mexico?
Well, that is the United States state, New Mexico. not Mexico. Does that make sense? There's a state in the U.S. called New Mexico. It sits right next to Arizona.
It's basically when the Spaniards came and took over and bought up through California and made a New Mexico.
That's twice you've done that tonight.
I like doing that.
Hey, the show's over. Goodbye.
So say goodbye already.
Goodbye then. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next week. Next week's show's going to be an absolute disaster because I'm running the discs. So join in for that.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.